Okay, let's see now. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, "No, I."
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay. And if I asked you, "Was it a nice day?" you might say,
Yes,
"No."
ma'am.
Well,
Or
now you might say, "No, it."
it's cloudy, rainy
Okay,
day.
but now if you wanted to say it in a shorter way,
I said, sure.
"No, it."
No, this is a bad day.
Well, let's see. If it was a nice day, you could say, "Yes, it was."
Yeah.
Or you could say, "No, it."
It wasn't.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say he what did
He
it.
done wrong.
Well, you could say he mustn't do it, or he.
He.
What's another way of saying he mustn't do it?
If I don't know, ask me again.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something.
I say, shouldn't I do that?
Fine. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer.
I say, I'll think over it and let you know.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression "I might can do something" or
Yes,
"I
I
might
say, I
can do"?
might can.
Okay.
That's what I just fixed to say.
Okay. Now, let's see. Finish this sentence for me, please. I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I what fell down? I didn't quite fall down.
I
I
like to fail down.
ran. Now, this next part is the part I was telling you about where we're interested in the way that you pronounce one particular word.
Yes.
So I'm going to phrase these questions and try to get you to say one particular word.
Yes.
Let's see now. A penny is
1 cent.
and a dime is.
It's 10 pennies, 10 cents.
Okay. If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you'd say, "He has lived here ever what 1960? Ever. He's lived here ever."
He left here. Left
Now,
here.
the word sounds just like the word you just said for the last one.
He left here 10 years ago.
Yeah, or you could say if he moved in 1960, you can say he moved in 1960 and he's lived here ever.
Every day.
Yeah, but there's another way to say it. He's lived here ever.
Ever since.
Fine.
Yes.
Now on December the 25th, you might tell your friends "Happy Christmas" or "What Christmas?"
Merry Christmas.
Okay. A weenie in a roll is called
Ma'am.
a weenie in a roll that you put ketchup and mustard on.
Oh yeah, hot dog.
Okay. Jesus's parents were Joseph and
Mary.
Okay. Our first president was George.
George Washington.
Okay. If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get.
to get license.
Yeah, and then they go to church and get.
And get the preacher.
Yeah, and what do you call the ceremony?
Yes, ceremony to
they get.
get married.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
After a man caught cold, his voice got like this. He got very. When he caught cold, his voice got like this. It was all scratchy.
Yeah, made him hoarse.
Okay, fine. If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and a piece of paper and.
Write it down.
To go to New York, well, I'll change that. On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in his car and go for a.
Ride.
Okay. What animal is most frequently ridden?
A horse.
Okay. The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its.
Roots.
You strike a match to start a.
Fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is.
Smoke.
Now, the stuff that collects on the sides.
Sir.
Okay. Milk comes from a.
Ma'am.
Milk comes from a.
Yes, come from a cow.
Okay. Now we buy peanut butter in a jar, but years ago when the grocer dipped it out of a barrel, we bought it in. Are you familiar with the expression to buy something in bulk?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I bought it in bulk.
Okay.